after, or in about 1937 or 38, I was looking for a job, and I got a job shining shoes in a barber shop. I didn't make very much money there in one shop, but there was another shop across the street in the Bond building, and the fellow who was working there was going to quit. So he asked me would I want his job in the Colorado building. So I told him yes. He said, well, all the money that you make, you keep, but at the other shop, I had to share it with another shoeshine boy, and also the owner took, it was a 60-40 cut. He wanted his cut out of the money that we made to put in the Colorado building. I made very, very good money.
And where is the Colorado building?
14th and G. I was talking to one of the lawyers in the Colorado building, and the mailman came in. I had an idea. I asked him, would he recommend me, give me a letter of recommendation to the postmaster, maybe I could get a job in the post office. And he did so, and I was called to the post office. I give Hitler credit for it because Hitler was building up for war, and the United States was preparing also for in event that they would be involved into the war. So the government started building up, and as a consequence, post office needed help because the War Department and the Navy Department, they were separate at that particular time. They had a lot of communication, and the post office started building up because of the influx of mail. So that's how I happened to get into the post office in 1939.
And
the rate of pay was 65 cents an hour, but that was a very, very good job.